Liberal candidate Pauline Rochefort officially kicked off her election bid Sunday, following Prime Minister Mark Carney's April 28 federal election announcement. "We're ready to show the voters that we will take action in Nipissing Timiskaming," said Rochefort. Rochefort, the East Ferris mayor, believes the political landscape has turned upside down since Carney stepped forward as prime minister and leader of the Liberal Party. Pauline Rochefort was acclaimed as the Liberal Party candidate for the Nipissing Timiskaming riding on March 4 in anticipation of a federal election call which came on Sunday. "With Mark Carney at the helm, it's no longer the same Liberal Party of only a few months ago," said Rochefort. "From eliminating the consumer carbon tax, to eliminating the capital gains increase, to engaging in economic and defense discussions with Australia and Europe, to committing with the provincial premiers to eliminate national free trade barriers between the provinces by Canada Day and so much more, you can be sure that Mark Carney is the right leader to protect our country's sovereignty and build a strong and resilient economy," said Rochefort in a release. Rochefort's election signs went up on Sunday, campaign offices in North Bay and Temiskaming Shores are up and running, and the website and social media channels have been online for the last week. "People have already sent emails, called and made donations. I am meeting and listening to voters. They tell us they believe in Mark Carney as a strong fiscal leader and a man of action who is best placed to tackle Trump and fix our economy," she added. The Nipissing Timiskaming Conservatives nominated Gary Keller as its candidate heading into the next federal election. Keller edged out the two other candidates, Steve Trahan and Geordie Carr, at a nomination meeting on Saturday night. Nipissing Timiskaming NDP has voted for Inglehart teacher Valerie Kennedy to be the next candidate. Kennedy defeated Riley X. T. McEntee, who was born and raised in Huntsville and has been a North Bay resident for the past 5 years. The Green Party and the People's Party of Canada have not announced local candidates yet.